Heavenly Father, we pray that you would take our minds and think through them, take our ideas, take our best endeavours, and transform them into the ones that you would have us be. So be with us now, and may we hear your word to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. Faith is the assurance of what we hope for, being certain of what we do not yet see. So says the writer to the Hebrews. I don't think that's a dictionary definition of faith. There may be quite a lot more we would want to say. It's not a fully worked out theological position. But it is something to hold on to in the often complex and worrying world. Faith is kind of possessing now, having now, what God promises for the future, like something that's been brought forward to us. It's an inner confidence that basically when all hell's breaking loose in the world outside, God's promises are holding sure. God's promises for peace, justice, mercy, salvation, they can be trusted, be sure of them. Faith has a capacity for seeing what isn't yet visible to the naked eye, to seeing possibility when all seems problem, to see behind the whirling mass of confusion in the world, the hand of God's providence somehow at work. Sometimes we might get a glimpse of how it might be, other times it's beyond our understanding, but faith is believing it's still there. And faith means taking action on the basis that what it trusts is true, that what it's glimpsed is actually coming into place. I think I've used this analogy before, so I rather liked it, that someone, I don't know who put it forward, is talking about the American Civil Rights Movement. And it says, faith on the inside sings, we shall overcome, that great civil rights anthem. Faith on the outside marches at Selma, involved in the protest. Or put simply, inner faith moves the heart, outer faith moves mountains. Hebrews then goes on to list heroes of faith from the Old Testament: Noah, Abraham, Jacob, Moses, Rahab, Gideon, and so on and so on. Who would be your heroes of faith, Old Testament or New, from Christian history, or indeed Christian present, or perhaps more personal to you, those who have influenced your lives? Who sets your imagination running? Whose bravery, ingenuity, faithfulness, self-sacrifice would make you say yes? That one is what it means to be a person of faith. Mothers' Union members, I'm sure, are probably still partying because they were celebrating Mary Sumner on Friday, I think it was. So there's someone to be a hero of faith. Gives a vision, had a vision of what Christian family life could be, and faith to bring about an organization built up from nothing that could make an impact, so really in the things, impact of families, of people of all classes, Victorian society being so class-ridden, but this was not to be bound by one, but to make an impact for all, and went on to do so, not just in this country, but across the world. Anyone who's heard our bishop, that's Bishop Michael of Lichfield speaking, will know that he is inspired, some people say even obsessed, with the example of the first bishop of Lichfield, who's known as St. Chad, a man who was prepared to step away from the more prestigious diocese of York for the sake of the unity of the church and come to the very much more pagan Midlands and spend his time walking that vast diocese, talking about the love and compassion of Jesus to everyone he met. Another fine example, fine hero. They're just two. And one thing we should add whenever we think of heroes, that none of them are perfect. If you look into any life, except that of our Lord Jesus Christ, there will always be imperfections, flaws, issues. But that makes them more like ourselves, so perhaps we could identify them with them a bit more. Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not yet see. The challenge of faith is worked out in many different ways, different circumstances, different personalities, different opportunities. In our first reading, we heard of Abraham and how faith for him, first of all, meant setting out on God's instruction, leaving back behind his homeland and going. Well, he hadn't a clue where. God gave him no idea about where he should go, just that there would be a future that God had planned for him. So that's certainly faith. But notice he didn't go on his own. He took lots of people and things with him, his extended family, his servants, his camels, his flocks and herds, and his tents. In fact, he would live the rest of his life in a tent without a permanent home. Takes faith to do that. And then when we go over to the gospel reading, we have Jesus calling on his followers to have faith, but he puts the challenge in a different way. When he sent them out on a mission, they probably did know where they were going. Probably these were villages they'd known all their lives. But his call to them was the radical faith of giving away possessions and trusting God to provide as they went where God sent them. He challenged them about where their hearts truly are and told them to be ready to travel light. Be watchful, he says. Be dressed, ready for service. When I read that phrase, I was thinking of military service, but actually he goes on into the parable of the return of the master, the servants waiting for the master to return late into the night and being ready for him. The point he's making about faith is that it's a mindset. It's about a readiness to take opportunities that will be lost if we do as I tend to do, think about all the things I need to be ready before I can do something, the kit that I need, you know, the mountains of books or of computers or phones or of vehicles or of training sessions or whatever, most of which are good individually. But sometimes we've missed the opportunity while we've been thinking of all the kit that we need to have with us. So be ready to meet with Jesus, which might be through taking the opportunity to help a needy person, to listen to someone who needs to unburden themselves, or to share the good news of God. Faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you do not yet see. Seems to me God sometimes gives a special gift of faith, either to get you through a particular traumatic circumstance or to set off on a new journey of discovery with him. I remember the day I knew in my heart that getting ordained was the right thing for me, what God was calling me to. Had several years of exploring vocation, by which you mean talking to people, reading, being interviewed, and of course praying. And then one day the director of ordinance just said to me, "I think you're ready." Now that wasn't ready actually to be ordained, that was ready to go to a selection conference in order to be approved to start training to be ordained. And that still proved quite a long and sometimes traumatic period of time. But I've been given the faith to come through. And that, on that occasion, what I remember is going for a country walk immediately after our conversation with the DDO, and I can picture the scene there and that sense of utter elation from inside. What had been an ever-building burden of uncertainty. Is this right? Isn't it right? It became a bubble of elation. Now, the elation doesn't stay, that gives the faith to carry on going. And perhaps more frequently, The gift of faith is about transforming how we perceive events, how we perceive what we do about them. I mean, sometimes you have conversations that you dread, but actually turn out well. And then, sometimes even better, you get that sense before it. So you've been worrying over meeting someone and what you're going to say. You pray over it. And just sometimes you get a feeling inside you that more than it's going to be all right, but it's actually something you can start looking forward to. Maybe God's going to do something really special through this conversation that you've not even thought of. Transformative faith. Of course, I know things sometimes work out the other way, when what you thought would be nice and easy and straightforward and fun turns out to be a real problem, but you still have faith to get through that as well. Yesterday we had a morning for the PCC together, and part of our discussions were talking about how we share our faith. And most of us don't find that very easy. Indeed, some of us dread it. Please God, I know I'm going to mess it up, so don't give me the opportunity. Not helpful really, but if we're honest, that's how we feel. But faith invites us to turn that around and to see the opportunity, see what God might do. Part of what we were talking about yesterday was the emphasis that it's never about forcing an issue. Sometimes why we dread it is we think we've got to say a set number of words or a set way of putting things across. And it's always about actually being authentic to ourselves, sharing what God means to us, what church means to us, what Jesus means to us, how he's affected us and helped us. And when we're natural, we can often get a natural response. And we can trust that God, the Holy Spirit, is working within the other person, whether or not we see any response. And some of the best moments that I've had, sometimes the occasion I think I got a bit tense about it, I'm not sure whether I'm saying the right thing, but actually by a little bit of openness to talk at a deeper level myself, it's responded with a more open response from the other person. And they've had experience and insight and sometimes even faith to share themselves, because God's moving ahead of us and doing stuff in other people that maybe we've never even thought of. And when you have those conversations, it can be quite rejuvenating. So faith is many things. It's experienced and worked out in many different ways for different people. But hold on to this. Faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you do not yet see. Amen.